In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, July the 13th. Glad to have you with us, everybody, as we always are. The word of the day today comes to us courtesy of the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Mick Mulvaney is his name. Writing on the op-ed page today of the Wall Street Journal about the Trump administration's economic vision for this country.
If the Trump administration has one overarching goal, it's to make America great again. But what does this mean? It means we are promoting MAGAnomics, and that means sustained 3% economic growth.
Not actually, Mr. Mulvaney, of course, but anyway, yeah, MAGAnomics, that's the word. Lots in here to unpack, of course, an audio annotation, if you will. First of all, got to talk about the key to the whole thing in this op-ed, that 3% economic growth number. As it happens, Fed Chair Janet Yellen was on Capitol Hill today, the second part of her testimony we told you about yesterday. She was asked at one point during the session by Tennessee Republican Bob Corker about getting the economy to grow at 3%.
I think it's something that would be wonderful if you can accomplish it. I'd love to see it. I think it's challenging.
You think that would be very difficult?
I think it would be quite challenging.
Most recent growth rate, by the by, 1.2% annualized in the first quarter. Undeterred, though, Mr. Mulvaney said this morning he's got a whole plan for how the Trump administration is going to get from there to 3%. Tax reform is item A.
When businesses invest in new plants and equipment, they tend to hire more people who produce more. Lower tax rates and faster cost recovery are two levers that will reduce the cost of capital and thereby help ignite economic growth.
Again, not actually, Mr. Mulvaney. That all works fine, except for this. Lynn Stout is a professor of law at Cornell Law School.
Unfortunately, raising corporate profits by cutting corporate taxes is unlikely to result in a lot of corporate reinvestment in the current environment. Perhaps the biggest obstacle to significant corporate reinvestment is not the absence of money, but the pressures that are driving companies to return that money to shareholders in the form of dividends and share repurchases in order to keep the stock price high instead of reinvesting it.
The Trump administration, Mulvaney writes, is also counting on solving one of the great, truly great economic conundrums of our time.
We need to boost productivity. Fundamental to that is encouraging capital investment. We've seen for decades that growth in private sector jobs correlates to growth in private business investment.
Abigail Wozniak is an associate professor of economics at Notre Dame, also, by the way, a former staffer on the Obama White House Council of Economic Advisors.
The administration is completely right to point out that productivity growth has been slowing, but it's a really big puzzle right now why even the productivity growth that we do have is not translating into equivalent wage growth for workers. What's been happening for the last 30 years would suggest that even if we meet those productivity growth targets, we are not going to see equivalent wage growth for workers.
We could go on. Mulvaney wrote about infrastructure, cutting government waste, welfare reform, and unnecessary regulation as a way to get the economy to grow. Also, energy policy.
The president's all-of-the-above energy strategy expands the economy's growth potential. Yes, it puts coal miners back to work, but cheaper, cleaner, more abundant energy will also increase investment and employment across dozens of industries, from chemicals to automobiles.
Which sounds great, except for this. Jesse Jenkins is a researcher at MIT.
The budget that the Trump administration has proposed for this fiscal year would involve pretty substantial cuts to energy investment programs at the U.S. Department of Energy, which invests in the next generation of cheaper, cleaner, more abundant energy technologies and resources.
Two more things about the Trump economic plan and Mr. Mulvaney's op-ed this morning, and then we will move on to the rest of the news of the day. First of all, the Congressional Budget Office came out with its analysis of the administration's budget today. The CBO says it would boost economic growth 1/10 of 1 percentage point more than the CBO's current baseline estimate, which is a growth rate of 1.8%. Also, has to be said, we are working with the White House to get Mr. Mulvaney on this broadcast.